together. Come on.
Every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter.
Good morning, everyone. first and foremost, we just want to go before God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come before your throne on this morning. And I ask that you just give your Holy Spirit to me so that I could pray a prayer that will lead us into this broadcast, willingly and hopefully having the ability to call down your Holy Spirit into each and every one of our lives on this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask that you just anoint every single listener on this line by covering them with the full armor of God right now, Lord. I ask you to just cover them with the full armor of God from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come upon them, and that you will be with them all through their day, and that you will equip them and anoint them to face whatever it is that comes their way, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you also just anoint our minds and hearts, because first and foremost, we come before your throne knowing that you are the one true living God, and that we love you and that we adore you, Father God. And we just thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, and giving us the right mind to come on to this broadcast to seek you out, Father God, because we know that when you are in the midst, nothing is impossible, Father God. So we thank you for giving us the mind and the heart of Christ, and we ask that you continue to anoint us with blessings of understanding and wisdom in the scriptures that we go into today, oh, Father God. Father God, we also want to come to your throne humbly. We gather around your throne, oh God, as a group, as a number, as a many number of people that believe and trust in you, Father God. And we just thank you that we could come to your throne and just give you the praise and the glory you deserve, Father God, that you would hear our cries, not cries of complaining, but cries that we love you and that we adore you and we praise you and we sing hallelujah in advances of anything that we come up against, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for each and every listener on this line, Father God, that they had the ability to rise up this morning and come to you and seek you early in the morning, that we would start a wonderful day, but not just a wonderful day, an excellent weekend, Father God. Father God, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to each and every household on the list of the listeners in this broadcast right now, Lord God. We ask that you come by here, Lord God, that you go by their homes as well, and that you flood their homes from the ceiling to the bottom of the floor, oh God, and that you close doors that need to be closed and open windows that need to be opened. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless every listener. And also, Father God, we want to lift up the people that had been ravaged by that hurricane, oh God. We know there's some people that are struggling right now that have no place to go and have been left out in the cold. But, Father God, we know you're a way maker. So we intercede for our brothers and sisters out there that are struggling from the catastrophe that came. Father, we ask that you put a hedge of protection over them and that you provide for them in their disaster, oh God. We know that no calamity is too big for you, Father God, and we know that you're a way maker. So we thank you in advance for providing for our brothers and sisters that are ravaged by that storm, oh God. But, Lord, we ask that you continue to pray our hearts to press forward to your throne so that we can intercede and be there for the ones in our lives as well, Father God. We know that today that you're rising us up so that you can minister to us. See, that ministry, we ask that you pour it into our hearts so that we can pour into others. And we ask that you continue to lead us in spirit and truth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because we know that nobody can love us the way you loved us, that you carry us through the wilderness and you keep us from doing things and being in places that we don't have to be, oh God. And we thank you for taking a hedge of protection and dispatching your angels out before us. And everywhere we go, we know you walk with us, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, and we praise your holy name, Father God. We ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart will be acceptable in your sight on today, Lord God. We pray that this broadcast reaches everywhere it needs to reach in every heart and mind of anyone that needs to hear this word, Father God. We ask that you bless them continually, Father God. And we pray for the souls that are out there lost that haven't come in yet, Father God. We ask that you allow us to be able to be a vessel, Father God, to pull those in the lifeboat of your salvation, Father God. But as we go on into our day, Father God, we continually consult you. We seek you. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your encouragement, Father God, because we know if we just open our minds and hearts up to you that you will reveal yourself to us, Father God. So we thank you for being a God that we can access, Father God. We thank you for hearing our cries, oh Lord. We thank you for giving us the ability to love beyond our eyes and to have faith beyond our own expectations, Father God. We thank you for the abundant blessings of whatever it is that each and every one of us has, but we ask that you continue to remember and keep the ones that are sick and shut in. Heal the ones that need a healing, oh God. We ask that you just do everything that needs to be done. Fix whatever's broken in any and every life out there, Father God, because we know that you can. You're a healer. You're the great I am. And because we love you so much, we're going to say hallelujah right now and thank you in advance because we know it's already done. And we ask that you would not, even when we can't keep ourselves. Well, in this, Lord, we say thank you, and we're going to move on into our broadcast, and we ask that you do not let the enemy have any interruptions, that you won't let anybody have any attacks. And if it does, then it will not prosper because you said, Father God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So with that, we say amen, amen. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Back to you, sister.
Somebody just give God some praise right now. Just say hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for allowing Monica to come to your throne this morning, Lord Jesus. And right now, as she says, we're saying hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, just exalting you, Father God, because you are so worthy to be praised, Lord Jesus. And we will continually keep a praise on our mouth, in our lips at all times, Father God, in our heart, Father God. This is how we grow to trust you and believe in you, Father God. And on today, where the topic where we're coming in is having a peace of mind. It's having a peace of mind, just like Monica prayed for those people that's going through the hurricane, or when we have trials and tribulations or situations that sometimes overcome us. We should be in a place, because we're focused on God, where we have peace of mind. And the scriptures that we are coming from is Isaiah 26, and I'm just going to start from 2. It says, open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. You will keep the perfect peace. All who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. So with this scripture, what it's saying is in Isaiah 26, promises that God will keep us in perfect and constant peace when our minds are stayed on him. When stayed on him, the word stayed, when I hear the word stayed, it's saying fixed, focused, immovable, steadfast, just rooted. It stayed there. And sometimes we get into a situation where we become anxious, we become overwhelmed, things take over us to a place where we can't handle it, or it makes us, you know, it disrupts the peace that we feel. Some feel like we do have peace, but when I sit and tell you, when with peace, it's not easily attainable. Peace is when you saying that you have peace, you have been through some things, you have been stretched, you have fallen several times, but when you decide to put yourself, it always goes back to that conscious decision. When you establish that relationship and you've decided that enough is enough, that God has given me a shelter where I can rest. I can rest in him. He has given me, I said in him. When he's given me a place where I can rest. He's given me a place where I can settle my mind. He's given me a place, and he's let me know in the word of God that I don't have to worry about what goes on tomorrow. I can worry about what goes on today. He's let me know that I will provide all of your needs. He's allowed me to know that. He's allowed me to know not to be afraid about different things, because he's with me. And how do we get to that place? So these promises that God has eloquently told us can be fulfilled. It's getting into a place of truly, truly knowing God, truly, truly trusting in God, truly believing in God. So when the times of catastrophe come, the times when you don't have money to pay your bills, or the times you may be having an eviction notice on your door, of course, in the natural, it's going to sit and dishevel us. It's going to put us in a place of turmoil. It's going to put us in a place where we're anxious to the point that it may just make us feel like we want to have a mental breakdown, or we can't go anywhere. We can't do anything. We can't call on God. We can't trust anybody because we're now in this situation. But that's when you reverse everything that I just said. This is when you do. You focus on God. You focus on the one and true person that can only help you in a time of despair, or a time when you just feel like that you can't go anymore, a time when you just broken down and feel like, you know, well, I can't take another inch. I can't move or whatever. Because if you look at yourself today, you're still here. You are still here. And if you sit and ask yourself, how did I get here? You got here because of God. But you have to take your, God has taken you there, but you have to be in a place where you are unmovable. You are focused on him. You're not worrying about what your neighbor's doing. You're not worrying about what your kid's doing to the point where it's making your mind wavery. Your mind is set and fixed on God. When you got a situation on your job and it just seems like it is not going to go away, that's when you fall in whatever position you in and you turn it over to God. When you truly turn things over to God, I'm not saying halfway, I'm not saying a quarter of a way, a third of a way, I'm saying when you truly turn things over to God, when situations arises, you sit and you're going to walk the floor, but you know what you're doing? You walk in that floor and you decreeing and you declaring those situations that, and you're speaking things as if they were already. You giving praises ahead of time. You thanking God that he delivered you. You thanking God that he healed you. You thanking God that he was a way maker. These are the things that you're doing. You're giving God the thanks. You're not worrying. You're not walking up and down. They're pacing the floor because you're worrying about where your next meal is or what you got to do. So, Monica, come on in and help me out here a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, because you know what the Father put in my spirit. He made me understand that it's a lot of us saints out here that don't realize that we deserve this perfect peace you're talking about, sister. See, this perfect peace that you're talking about, every single one of us deserves to walk around in this perfect peace, that we would not be moved no matter what the report is. And when I talk about a report, I mean whatever you hear or somebody informs you of that you think is not so well, but it's like a disaster or something that's bad news that's coming your way, or just knowledge of something that may be a little challenging in your life or somebody else's life. And when you hear these bad reports, see, the perfect peace of God is supposed to take a saint to the point where that perfect peace is where they won't even be moved. You could tell them that they that so-and-so's house on fire, or that their house flooded from the Hurricane Marco, or whatever the case may be, but they won't be moved because you know why? Because they trust God. They know that God is in control of their life and that they serve a mighty God. And no matter what the report is, they're not going to be moved because they have perfect peace in the midst of any storm of their life. Whether it's a report of a bad diagnosis at the doctor's office, whether it's a report of their jobs may be getting taken away, or they may be facing a layoff, or even the recession of this pandemic, or whatever the case may be, that perfect peace supposed to belong to you because that's part of your inheritance. And I'm here to tell you, baby saints, y'all need to get on board so y'all can grab what is belonging to you. You deserve this peace. I know our older saints probably already walking in it, but if you ain't walking in it yet, you got to go get what's yours.
You deserve this just like you deserve a stimulus check. When I tell you right now, you need to get up and ask God to go ahead and give you your perfect peace, because that is one of his promises along with your salvation. And you deserve to walk around here with your head held up high, knowing that no matter what's facing you, the enemy cannot lay a finger on you. He can't do anything to you because you're a child of God. And the beauty of it all is that when we go before God and we stand up right before God, he grants us all of this peace. But we have to be in his presence. His light has to shine upon us. We have to get in his face. And when you get in the face of God, when God shines his face upon you, there is nothing that can move you into fear. There will be no fear. You will be not afraid. You will not worry about whatever circumstances you're coming against. And he gave me a knowing that I had to read about Joshua. Joshua was in the desert with Moses. When they took the Israelites out of Egypt, they were murmuring, they were complaining, they were asking Moses, why did you take us out of Egypt? Look at where we're at. We don't know what's going to happen. And all the things that they murmured and complained about angered God. And God said to them, he said to Moses, he said, see how they complaining and whatever? I'm going to make them wander around for 40 years in this desert wilderness. And everything that they said that was going to happen to them or could happen to them, I'm going to allow it to happen. Because of that, it angered him. Moses pleaded with God, and he said, Lord, please don't do the people like that, because then the Egyptians and the other people that had saw how you parted the Red Sea for them and that you was walking with them by day in a pillar of fire in the night, he said, they're going to think that you abandoned them in the desert and killed them because you couldn't keep them. And so God said, okay, I'm just going to kill off the generations that are older than 20 years old. And what happened is he said, I have an exception. And what he said was, he said, Joshua didn't murmur and complain. He had faith in me and somebody named Caleb. And see, these two people, these were people that was in the camp that was with Moses, and they had gotten positions of authority. But see, what God said about them was because they did not murmur and complain like the rest of the Israelites, that Caleb's seed would see the promised land. And that was an awesome thing when I read that story, y'all, because I'm bringing it to you to let you understand they had perfect peace because Caleb and Joshua, they were out there, and they heard a bad report about what was in the promised land. See, the promised land had milk and honey over there, and they went and sent spies across into Canaan to see what to expect if they could conquer Canaan. And what happened was they got a bad report because the people came back and said, oh, Lord, milk and honey over there. But guess what? They got giants. We're not going to be able to overtake them and get their land. They're giants, and we look like grasshoppers to them. But in the mind of Caleb and Joshua, they said, so what? It don't matter. Look who the God we serve. No enemy, no one can battle us and overtake us because of the Lord we serve. Because he brought us out of Egypt across the Red Sea. And he'll take us into Canaan, into the promised land like he said he would. And we are not afraid, not of any enemy, no matter how many millions they have in their army. And because they had that unmovable faith, because they had that peace, they wasn't afraid when that report came in, that perfect peace that rests upon them. That's when God said everyone would die off in the wilderness except for Caleb's seed. Because Caleb was one of those that had perfect peace and unmovable faith in whatever was reported, it was going to be all right by them, because they knew that they had a God that loved them and that was going to stand up and fight their battle. And that's where we need to be. We need to continue to have that same perfect peace, that perfect peace that no matter what you hear, you're going to raise your eyebrow and say, okay, uh-huh, all right, and know that God got it. Because you have that trust in him. You know that no matter what the report is, it's not going to move you. You're not going to fall apart. You're going to have so much peace in the storm, they're going to think you crazy. They're going to think there's something wrong with you, that you didn't hear the report. And, yeah, you heard the report, but did it phase you? No, it's not going to phase you. So if you don't have this kind of movable, unmovable faith, if you don't have this perfect peace, saints, I bid you. I speak right now. I declare and decree right now that each and every one of you, each and every one of us will have this perfect peace that God is speaking about, that he's promised us because we walk with him, that we stand upright before him, and that we made him our God. And because we made him our God, we're going to be his people. And he's going to see to it that we have that perfect peace. And that perfect peace is going to allow us to smile in the midst of the enemy's face when he's chomping at us and he's trying to strike us down, and he can't even get close. All we can do is look at him and shake our heads and keep it moving, because guess what? We have that perfect peace, that unmovable faith, because we trust and we know who our Father is. We know who we belong to. And as I was a little girl, I can tell y'all there were times I had that same attitude, because I was a little girl that was probably about 3 or 4 years old, and people would tease me and taunt me, and I would smack somebody and run and hide behind my father's legs, and I would dip my little head out from behind him, because I knew I was behind my protector. I knew I was behind somebody that was going to take care of my heavy work. And when I did dip my head from behind him, I would stick my tongue out at whoever was trying to get at me, because I knew they couldn't touch me, because my father was not going to let them put a hand on me. And I still have that same attitude, because I know who my father is today. Here I am, a grown woman, and I don't worry about nobody putting their hands on me. I don't worry about the economy putting its hand on me. I don't worry about illness or sickness or disease putting its hand on me. I don't worry about this pandemic putting its hand on me. And you shouldn't either, because guess what? You got the same father I got in heaven, and he is a mighty God, and he has already promised these promises. And because I trust and believe him, you can tell me that my house gonna burn down tomorrow and the flood gonna come and wash it out the next day. I'm not gonna be moved, because guess what? My father has got me from the back to the front, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, and you got to know that he got you too. And if you don't have that unmovable faith, that peace within any storm, within any report, then you need to be on your knees asking God for that. And I pray and intercede for you today. When I get off this line, it's going to be a special intercession for every single one of us on this line, that you have that perfect peace. Back to you, sister.
And one thing about it, as I had early stated, that God put us on this earth to be fruitful and multiply. And if we never enjoy the rich and fruitful life that God intends us to, because we are just constantly in a place where we're just worried about everything, then that's because that's where we want to be. Because he gives us the tools, he gives us the opportunity every single day to just run in his arms. He gives us the opportunity for us to abide in him as he abides in us. We have, and while we're abiding, and while God is abiding in us, that and the way we praise him, and the way we commune with him, and the way we just talk with him, and he becomes a part of us, fear drops off, and anxiety drops off. The fact that you may have, I can speak for me. I have three. What man says, non-curable diseases. But do I live that way? Do I allow it to affect me? Yeah, at one point in time, I allowed it to affect me. I still take my medicines. I still do what God what's instructed by me, by the people that God has put in my place to be my doctors. I do that. But at the same token, I don't sit and I do not allow the situations to overcome me. When I go to the doctors and my numbers may come up too high or too low, or I go to the doctors and my oxygen level is not to where it's supposed to be, you know what I sit and say? I say, Father, you know all things. You know all things. I'm not going to be moved. You rose me up. You put me in a place where I'm at right now, in a place where I'm able to prosper and be successful and move on. But what I will do is I will continually stay faithful to you. I will continually stay focused to you and not let all the different reports come and move me, because you made a promise to me, and I received your promise. And not only do I receive your promise, I believe it, Lord Jesus. And then I trust you beyond measures, Father God. I trust you, Lord Jesus. And not only that, I'm constantly praising you and thanking you, Lord Jesus, even if I have a bad day. I'm still thanking you, Lord, because I'm here. I still got breath in my body. You still breathing in my lungs, Father God. So I have to thank you. So when different things or different situations, and Lord God knows I got some situations in my family right now, but you know what? I stand firm. I stand rooted down in my soul. Just stay anchored with God. My feet are planted where God has put me at this time. So when a different situation comes, I go in my closet. I get up and I walk up and down my house. My sons and my husband may be looking at me crazy, but you don't need to look at me crazy. Let me just put my hand out to you, because I'm going into that secret place. I'm going into the shelter that God has already provided for me. Because, see, when I realized that I couldn't do things on my own, when I interfered into what God had for me, I was making things worse for me. When I worried about what was going to try to take place the next day, I'm interfering in God's plans for me. I'm interfering into the things that he already knows that he has. I'm not making it any better. So what do I need to do? I need to rest. I need to just lay down, and I need to have peace. And how do I'm going to continue to be focused? My mind is focused on God. I got a call a couple of days ago, something that tried to dishevel me and take me into a place. But you know what? I laughed at Satan. I laughed at that person, and I let them know, I'm sorry that you disgruntled. I'm sorry that you feel this way, but I serve a mighty God, and I can't help what you got going on, because one thing you're not going to do, you're not going to take my peace away from me, because I'm in a place where I'm just so focused on God. And don't get me wrong, I fall short every single day, but I know to go back into that place that he has me. I know to say, Father, I fell short, but I may have didn't do it the way that I knew I was supposed to do it, or I didn't say the things that I was supposed to see, or even my mindset for a simple second was, this person better get out of my face. But you know what? I repented and I go right back into that place, because I love being in that place. I love sleeping at night. I love being at rest when my father wake me up any different time to have a conversation with me. I love driving down the highway, the byways, knowing that I'm in perfect peace and God is going to protect me from all incidents and accidents. I love it when I'm at peace and he can sit and give me a scripture, and I can know and go to that scripture, and that scripture is for me at that present moment to take me out of wherever I'm allowing myself to go. Because, see, you notice I said, well, I'm allowing myself to go. Because when we become in a place of peace, we've already settled. We're already settled in God's presence. We're already fixed in God's presence. So we alone know what he can do for us. We're the ones that sit and take the temptation and go outside of the peace. Let me say that again. We, I, myself, you, they, there, whomever, go out of the place and allow your peace to be disrupted. But when you get into that place with God, you're not going to sit and let no diabolical forces to penetrate your safe haven. You're not going to sit and allow anything or anybody to come into a place to take you out of where God wants you to be. You worked hard to get there. It wasn't something that took place overnight. It wasn't something that took place over a year or two. You worked hard to get to where you're at on today. We just decree and declare that you will stay there. We decree and declare that you will not let any weapons that's forming up against you come and penetrate your camp. We are decreeing and declaring that you do not let words sit and tear you down and make you disgruntled or make you discouraged or let someone just get into your mind and have you have low self-esteem or have you in a place can't make it or put you in a place where you say, I don't feel like going on. But we decree and declare that you gird up and you get suited and booted and you put on your full armor of God and whatever attacks that come your way, that you sit and you start blocking them with your shield of faith. You already got on your helmet of salvation. You have on your shards, your peace, the shoes that you're walking in. You are walking in perfect peace. You just have to put yourself, I just have to put myself, we just have to put ourselves in a place where we can stay there and not be movable and not sit and let people, places, and things change you. You get to a place where you sitting and saying, I shall not move. Come on, Monica, help me out here. Help me out some more.
Man, y'all know she telling y'all the truth in the name of Jesus. And y'all just got to know what she's talking about is guarding your peace. Guarding your peace means that you have the ability to actually tell somebody, you know what, I don't want to hear that mess because I already know what God said. God told me otherwise. Or I know the God I serve. See, guarding your peace is important when you have that peace because, see, that's just like a bag of money. Somebody else might want it, but guess what? They can't have it because that's for you. God gave that to you. And if you don't have this peace that we're talking about, see, we're trying to give the ones that don't know what it looked like an idea of what it looked like. But, see, this is what it looks like when somebody says something to you and you say, well, you know what? That's all right. That's all right because you know why? I talked to God last night and he told me I'm going to be okay. That's the kind of peace you're supposed to have. You're supposed to have the kind of peace that when you get a bad report and somebody says something that really doesn't line up with what you see right now, it's like it's everything that you want to happen for you. You have a dream that you have a mind petitioning God for and you don't see it really coming into a focus yet. But they want to come in and they want to give you a bad report or talk about things that probably won't happen. See, even though you can't see it, you're going to have that unmovable faith that you're going to believe beyond that situation and you're going to see better than what they see. You're going to see better than what they are presenting to you. And no matter what their perception of your situation is, you got to have the mindset and say that, you know what, it might look like that right now, but I know God has got a plan for me. He has an expected end for me. And I just want you guys that don't know what this perfect peace feel like, I want you to seek God and ask him for it because you deserve it. And that's where I'm here. I'm still saying the same thing. You deserve this peace. And my brothers and sisters, they're going to get what they deserve because my God, he went out of his way to make sure that they were a perfect people, that they had a perfect ending. They had an expected end of blessings, not curses. And that's the thing. I want y'all to have what y'all deserve because we don't supposed to lack. The nations that look at us and say that they serve a mighty God, they know so because of the things that we've been through and we still persevere. We still smile. We still have joy in our hearts. We still praise a Father that they can't see, but we know he exists. And that's where I'm saying, if you don't have this peace and you don't know what it looks like, you need to get with somebody and let them give you a testimony and let them show you what God has done in their life. Let them tell you what God has done in their life and just encourage each other. Saints, that you have been able to have this perfect peace, you need to use that perfect peace and start speaking stuff into existence. Prophesy like Apostle Temple said, we are supposed to speak our blessings into existence. We need to start prophesying. We got us that are not, that we can't see, but we're going to have to speak on them because we got that perfect peace and we know that God is in control. And no matter how bad the situation is, no matter how bad the economy, the circumstances, politics, anything that's going on in this world, people getting shot up in the backs and stuff like that, we don't have to worry about that kind of thing because we know we serve a just God and he's going to fix it. He's going to fix it. Amen. It's not going to be like this forever. It's not. And we got to have a perfect peace to know that we're going to stand in the gap for the ones that can't pray for themselves. And we're going to have that perfect peace to be the calm person in the room when everyone else is running around hollering and screaming and trying to throw fights and pitch tantrums. We're going to be the ones with perfect peace that we're going to have that wisdom and knowledge because God is speaking in our ear. See, that's what they don't understand.
Yes.
When you got your perfect peace, mm-hmm. he's going to be on your shoulder. He's going to be whispering in your ear. And see, he ain't even got to yell at you. He's going to whisper in your ear above all the chaos. All of that's going to drown out, and you're going to be walking around hearing God's voice in your spirit. And you're going to serve God, and you're going to know that you're serving a mighty God, and you're going to follow his instructions, and you're going to trust him because you can hear him whisper in your ear, whisper his Holy Spirit going to dwell within you and enlighten you and make you understand that there's nothing to be afraid of because I got this. And he's going to say, stand back. Watch this. And you're going to be able to look around and see all these people running around crazy and going out of their minds over something that you can't even worry about because God said, I got this. He spoke it in your ear. And that's the key. That's the peace. That's how you know you got that peace because God makes you know. He makes you feel comforted. No matter where you at, no matter where you go, no matter what the circumstances is, you can be on a plane and the pilot talking about put on your seatbelt and dropping airbags down from the ceiling. You still going to have that perfect peace. Because you're going to know God is in control, and you're not even going to be crying and acting a fool trying to jump over other people trying to get to exits or whatever. You're going to know that this plane ain't going to take you out because God said so. He's whispering in your ear, be calm, be still. Peace, be still. Back to you, sister.
Amen, amen. And the only thing I want to add to that is that In the spiritual, God is going to be. The Holy Spirit does lead us and guide us, but God also wants us to have accountability partners, someone that can sit, and when you're going through these situations and circumstances, that you're not alone, but that person has to also be completely honest with you and help you in that area. Someone that holds you accountable for your actions, for your thoughts, and then be mindful not to sit and judge you, but to sit and let you know that, listen, you don't have to be in this area that you're in right now. You don't have to let the mind games beat you up right now. You know, we have a Father that we can pray to. We have a Father, you know, just be accountable. Have somebody that can call you and talk to you. Monica is my accountability partner. Been it for like over 11 years now. And you know what? I can call with a situation and you know what the answer is. But sister, did you pray and ask our daddy about this first? Sister, did you pray and talk to daddy about it and see what he say or whatever? Or let's pray about this. Let's pray about
that's
this.
Right.
Let's pray.
That's
you
exactly
know,
right,
you have
y'all.
To have a person that's going to sit and be accountable, a person who's willing and ready to go into intercession with you, not someone that's going to condemn you, somebody that's going to make you feel like your circumstances and your situation makes you lower than lower, or you should feel shame about yourself, or you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't do that. You have somebody that's going to help raise you up, but they're going to raise you up and tell you the truth. You know, about whatever your circumstances and your situation, and not just tell you the truth, put you in a place where you can come up with a resolution. And then once you find that resolution or that solution about what you got going on, that's what you start praying about. That's what you start fasting about. That's what you start praising God about and thanking him for. You thanking him for the, you don't you get a person that's going to sit and bring you down. Don't you get a person that could, because we all fall short of God's glory. We all fall short. And we all have circumstances and situations where we may have a little fear or have a little anxiety. But that's when you sit, and that's when you have the option to sit and decree and declare things into your life. That's when you sit and you get into a place where you start quoting, decreeing and declaring the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with joy, with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You start speaking and declaring and decreeing that, and I sit and I promise you, it only takes one scripture. It only takes one thing that's embedded in your heart that you can sit and you can start speaking that thing and letting God know that I trust you, I believe you, I know that you are the way maker. I know that you are the deliverer. I know exactly who you are in my life. I do not fear any evil. Though I may sit and lay on my bed of affliction, I'm not worrying about it because you have me. Why do you have me? Because I'm focused on you. Why do you have me? Because I trust you. I believe in you. I know that you are my answer. I know that you are the light of my life. I know that you are my all in all. I know that you are the great I am. I know that you are my Jehovah Jireh. I know that you are God, that I am, that you are everything. I know that you can do things exceedingly and abundantly. All I need you to do, Father God, is when I sit and try to let go, when I sit and try to move out of my resting place, to push me back in. I don't care how hard you got to push me in, Father God. I don't even care if you got to drag me, Lord Jesus. Don't you sit and please, Father. Don't let me allow my mindset to move me out. This is where you get when you're looking for the peace of God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. When you sit and really say, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper, you truly and really mean it. Because you done went through some things. You done had some experiences. And in those experiences, God was right there. When I say some experiences, some life-changing experiences, and you up and really and able today to talk about it, to testify about it, to give a message about it, and not be shamed about it. Because God is the one that brought you through. And God is the one that, once you ask for forgiveness, he separates our sins. God is not a God of self-condemnation. So I decree and declare today, everyone that's on this line under the sound of my voice, you get your accountability partner. And when you sit and you feeling low, you feeling discouraged, you feeling like you can't make it no more, just know that you have a friend in Jesus. Also know that God will take care of you. God is the one that's helping you get through that valley of shadow of death. God is the one that's carrying you through. He's carrying you through because he said he'll carry you through. He's carrying you through because you're resting in his loving arms. He's carrying you through because he has unfailing love for you. He's carrying you through because you're learning to love him. He's carrying you through because you're learning to depend on him. He's carrying you through because you're calling out on the name of Jesus. He's carrying you through because you're calling him Abba Father. He's carrying you through because you are believing in his report. He's carrying you through because you are trusting him completely and you're not afraid. You are not afraid. You refuse to allow anything, first of all, yourself, to penetrate where God has placed you. You have gotten to the place where you have evicted any and everything that's not supposed to be there. We already done got there. We've already passed there. Now you are in a sealed up place, a place where there's no nooks and crannies, a place that's sealed, and only you yourself can let yourself out of there. So we pray on today that you allow God's Holy Spirit to continue to lead you and guide you and do the work for you. God said, lets us know the battle is not ours, it's his. So allow God to fight for you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. When the Spirit is talking to you and giving you instructions, if he put a man or woman of God before you that's giving you instructions, learn to listen. Learn to die to self and allow the Spirit to lead you and guide you. Because we're not supposed to have all this hard not work before us. Yes, we have to work. Faith without work is dead. But we don't have to have all this turmoil, all of this strife, all of these different things that's going on. if we put ourselves in a place of peace and just lay back and surrender all to God, I guarantee you, as days go on, time go on, the things that bothered you yesterday will not bother you today. When somebody, the things that the habits, the old ugly ways that you may have had, I'm talking to Nita this morning, that you may have, when they come up, you are able to identify them before they get there. So you are able to readjust myself, reposition myself, and sit and say, okay, this is going to bounce up off the wall. You're going to deal with this in a different way. You're going to keep your mouth shut. You're going to listen, because guess what? You have to be in a place where you don't let things bother you, because we sit and always try to put it on Satan. You got to be in a place where you don't allow things, people, places, and things to bother you, because you refuse to allow them to disrupt what God has already placed inside of you. So I sit and I decree and declare today that you move whatever obstacles that may be hindering you, whether it's self, Father, I'm moving myself out of the way because I need a clear path to you. I need all of these battles fought. I need a change of all these reports. And if they're not going to change, I need whatever instructions it is to help me continue to carry it through. I want to be a part of you. I want you to abide in me. I want to be focused on you. So when different things come, I'm still looking for it. I'm not even paying you that, whatever the situation is, we are not paying it attention. Our eyes is on the prize. You sitting there with a level of expectation to see what God has next. You sitting there and you saying, God, I don't know how this is going to be fixed, but I know, without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to fix it. I know that you're going to fix it. One thing I can sit and say about me is sometimes that breath, I feel like I just can't breathe. My sons immediately, like ants, come around me. I sit and I look at them. I said, God got this. God got it. Y'all just move back. Y'all move back. God got this. God getting ready to put that fresh breath in me so he can just rejuvenate me. I just need a little rejuvenation. And I realized that. And guess what? I accept it. I don't sit and say, oh, Lord, I'm getting ready to go back down the same line. No, no, no. He already brought me from there. I received that fresh wind. I received that fresh breath of air that he's putting back into my lungs. You know what it's doing? It's building me up for whatever next I got to go through. Take me higher, Lord. That's my way of doing it. And then I sit and I say, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it, because guess what? I'm not going back. I'm not going back because I'm too focused on God. I'm not going back because I refuse to let go of his hands like I've done so many times in the past. I want to live in perfect peace. And I pray on today that if somebody else that wants, not somebody, but everybody, get in a place where they live in perfect peace. And as we said, it's not easy. You cannot be afraid. You have to trust God. You have to give it all to him. And then you have to know that he is the way maker and that he will fix the problem. So as we leave today, we leave asking you, declaring that you would decree and declare peace in your life, that you would decree and declare that nothing is going to separate you from God. And as we eloquently do, we're always inviting each and every one of you to come and join with us tonight on the broadcast, the same number, 845-277-9136, for us to break bread. The ministers, we will be breaking down the book of Genesis, continuing to break down the book of Genesis. Be there or be a square. Get on the line and let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you and put you on fire. So we thank you, we love you, and have a beautiful day and an excellent weekend. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.